This boat better have an auto-evasion system, said Berg, as he braced himself against the console, or else we're dead meat. The autopilot applied braking thrusters to angle the shuttle away, yet still the warship seemed to be all that was in front of them. Its name was spelt out across the stretch of stern hull plating. Tiberius, its black capitals growing ever larger, until the shuttle's autopilot finally got it on a parallel course, sweeping across the upper hull, missing a sensor dome by meters. Greg gave a shaky laugh, then noticed that Berg still looked grim.
What? He said. What now?
They're activating their grappler field. I might be able to...
Unidentified small craft. This is ESS Tiberius. Come about, power down your drive, and prepare to be brought... Wait, sir, what are you doing?
As Greg and Berg stared at each other, a second voice came over the link.
I ordered you to target and destroy that vessel. Orders that you disobeyed in a war zone. You know what the punishment for mutiny is.
There was a sudden chorus of angry voices, some of them shouting about new orders. Then the channel went dead.
What the hell was all that about? Greg said.
Not sure, said Berg. But those grapplers have been switched back to standby mode, which is the signal for us to put some distance between us and them. Berg had also sent a brief message to the Starfire, and less than 10 minutes later, the shuttle rejoined its mothership. Even before he left the shuttle, Berg was ordering the bridge officers to ready the navigationals for a micro-jump to the Darium vicinity. But when they entered the Starfire's bridge, the face of Lieutenant Ash was on the hollow panels waiting.
Mr. Berg, Mr. Cameron, he said, nice to see you back in one piece. Now, rather than cross half the system to join us, we want you to take up a position near that gas giant and monitor developments as they unfold.
Developments? Greg said with a frown. The Earth Sphere fleet is not making any move or preparation in the direction of Darien, said Berg, who was studying data streams on his holoconsole.
Exactly so, said Ash. Something is very wrong aboard some of those ships. Half of them aren't in formation, and a few are still where they were on exiting hyperspace.
We overheard an argument during a communication from one of them, the Tiberius, said Berg. Something about new orders, and it sounded like a fight was about to break out. Ash nodded.
The imbecile long-range sensors have been picking up a lot of ship-to-ship messaging on the subject. Seems that the Earth Sphere president was forced by political pressure to cancel the fleet's original orders. They're now supposed to take up positions around Darien, which has now been declared a provisional Earth Sphere protectorate.
Greg felt a wave of exhilaration and almost cheered out loud.
That is amazing, isn't it? But their ships aren't... Okay, Ash, what is going on?
Ash was wearing a knowledgeable smile, which at that moment Greg found aggravating.
On many of their ships, the Tigran said, the new orders have been rejected by either the captain or the first officer, who have taken extreme measures to exert their authority. Four captains have been removed from command and confined to quarters, and two have been shot. Six first officers have been shot dead, and nine have been confined to quarters. And here's the revelation.